This is Krista in the Morning Rush podcast. Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Many of us have been in a situation where we have to break bad news. It's not a fun job.
It's so sad.
It is sad. It
makes me want to cry.
You'll probably start crying issues. Once you hear the...
Got to grab some tissues.
That's his famous slogan.
I've got the tissues.
Yes, honey. And you have a lot
issues.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. Today, we're actually speaking with our boy, Brad. Good morning, Brad.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, honey. So, obviously, you're here because you need to break some bad news to whom?
Hey, you already sound worn out.
Yes, to my fiance, Mia.
Oh, okay. Aww. What's going on?
Well, I've been kind of having a quarter-life crisis, and I work at a rental car place. It's okay money, but I hate my job, and I'm really starting to hate the winters.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to get married in June, but, like, I've decided I want to quit my job and move to Southern California to pursue painting, and I gotta go west with her without her. I just can't take it anymore.
Oh, wow.
Wow, so you're a young guy.
I can understand why you're going through it. I mean, just
why?
That kind of job, it just sort of, it can drain you after a while. Just sort of like, what am I doing?
But you're a artist at heart.
Yeah. I mean, I paint on the side already, but
sure.
If I don't go full on with it now, when am I going to?
Well, why can't you paint here? I mean, Madison's all about, you know, artists.
Yeah, it's great, but the winter is... I just can't do it anymore.
Yeah, you want a fresh start.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
And so you're willing to leave. How long have you been with your fiance?
3 years.
Better question, how long have you been a painter?
Nah.
I've always been painting.
Now, you say you're going with her without her. You're planning on inviting her, right?
Yeah, I love her. I'd love to go with her. I'd love for her to come with me, but
mm-hmm. Are you worried she's not going to go?
Her family's here.
Okay.
She grew up here. She loves it here. I need out of here.
Okay, so basically you're going to break the bad news that you're leaving to Southern California to do what you love is your passion, with or without her. And then obviously you're not going to get married if she doesn't come.
Yeah, I guess you can't do both.
Right. It's a little hard. So are you ready, Brad? This is what we're going to do. We're going to mute our line. She won't be able to hear us, but you will.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll chime in, of course, to help you break the bad news.
He sounds confident.
He sounds amazing. All right, good luck, my man. Here we go.
Hey, BB.
Hey, how are you?
How are you doing? Good.
All right, do you have a couple minutes?
Yeah, I'm just heading back from lunch.
Okay, you know, I've been miserable the last few months because of my job and all that.
Yeah. I mean, you just got to hang in there, sweetie.
No, I've been thinking and thinking. I don't want to hang in there anymore. I want to quit and I want to get out of here. I want to move to Southern California.
Well, what happened that led to this today?
It's just been water drop after water drop, and eventually it carves a river through canyons, and I can't do it anymore.
He is an artist.
You are so dramatic sometimes. We are getting married in 58 days.
Oh, God.
There's no quitting jobs right now. Ooh. I'm all for you switching careers, and you know that, but this is just not the moment. You've got to hang in there.
I can't do it anymore.
Oh, my God. He sounds like a kid, and she's the mom.
I don't know what to say, babe. Well, what do you want to do? Do you have another job? Are you going on interviews today? What other job are you going to have?
No, I want to move to Southern California, and I'm going to paint.
And become a stripper.
LOL, babe. We're not moving to Southern California. We're getting married in 58 days. Where is this coming from?
Soul searching.
Oh, my God, I'm dying.
You're freaking me out right now. Do you even want to get married? You're freaking me out. This is not normal.
I want to get married, but I want to get out of here even more.
Wow.
That's even more?
I can't.
Ooh, right there.
They sound completely opposite. You know what? Let's just break in. Hi, Mia.
Hey, Mia.
Hello?
Hi,
Hello.
Honey.
Hi. Who is this?
My name is Krista. I work aside along Shady and Aaron on a radio station right here in Madison called Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. You're on the radio.
Oh my God.
And it's not a
joke. This a joke. This was a joke the whole time.
Oh no.
No. It's real.
It's all real here. It's all too real.
Why is this? What are you doing?
Girl, okay.
I needed professional help. I didn't think I knew you don't take me seriously sometimes, so I needed other people. I needed reinforcements.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just here to help.
Yeah. So, Mia, listen, you love him. Obviously, this is a man you've decided to marry and be stuck with for the rest of your life.
For some reason.
Don't you want to support him in his passions and move to California where it's nice and warm and you don't
expensive.
Make any money, probably, you know, live life the hard way.
Eat bread for about 6 weeks.
I have told him 100 times his dreams are my dreams. Yeah. I am more than happy to reconsider maybe relocating someday or supporting each other's careers. I know he loves to paint. He does this like every week, that he just wants to jump ship. You can't just jump off of your job sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can't do that right now. We can't just move to Southern California today when we're getting married in 60 days.
Right.
Yeah, I've got to agree with that. I mean, if you love her, then do you think maybe you can wait to talk about moving until after the wedding?
He's unhappy now, Aaron.
Well, everyone's unhappy now. Get over it.
Thank you.
Oh my God,
Brad!
Oh.
You were making your decision so quickly. Just like seriously,
it's not quick. I've been thinking about it for months. I woke up this morning and I was sure of it, but I've been thinking about this for a while.
So you know what, Shady? I don't think he said it yet. Basically, tell Mia the bad news about this more in general.
I need to be in California by the fall, and I'm going there. I'd love for you to come with me, but if you're not coming, I'm still gonna go.
Wow. You'd love for me to come with you? Like it's a road trip? We're getting married. What do you mean you'd love for me to come with you? It's either I don't come or we don't be together, right? I mean...
All right. Obviously, it seems like this wedding isn't going to happen anymore. So
It might. We can compromise. I see chance. Just wait till after the wedding.
Yeah.
It's like 2 months.
Just get yourself...
That's what I'm saying.
Just get yourself an office heater and you'll be fine. You'll stay warm and you'll get through it. Plus, it's the summer.
Almost summer. Just wait 60 days. It's not that hard.
Come on, Brad. Think about Mia.
If you can't wait.
I am.
Not your pain.
This is so insulting.
This morning,
this is the most insulting thing.
Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take the rest of this call off the air. We're going to let you two talk for a while just because you clearly need to. And Brad, think about what you're doing, man.
I've thought about it.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Mic check 1, 2. Get ready for our Rhyme Down Spectacular. Because I ain't got time for that rhyme.
Everybody knows it's about to go down.
Yes, honey, it is time to play I Ain't Got Time for That Rhyme, where myself and Aaron are going to challenge each other with a rap battle. Mm-hmm. But we need someone to help us out with a word. So give us a call at 321-0931. You're automatically going to enjoy a family four-pack to Mount Olympus just by participating.
Yeah, we're nice like that. We're nice fellas. Here we go.
That's how we roll. All right, here we go. 931 Jams. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Tina.
Hi, Tina. How are you, honey?
Hello.
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good, love. So here is the deal. Aaron and myself are going to challenge each other into a rap battle, but we just need a word to be inspired by.
You got a word for us, girl?
Don't swear.
Message.
Message? Message in a bottle? Beautiful.
All right, message. All right, Aaron, are you ready?
Yep, 1 sec. Let me just get into some, like, rap. I'm just going to take a swig out of our wine bottle here.
He needs a swig of his wine bottle.
Oh, God, that's dry. Oh, my God. Okay, let's go.
Aaron's enjoying the prisoner as we speak.
So. Okay, let's go.
Yeah, it's funny.
Message. I don't want to bring no visage. God, I'm overthinking this.
Don't overthink it.
Just flow.
Presage, message, question. God, I can't think of any words. All I wanted to do yesterday was go kayaking.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I sent a nice message to my friend. But he was like, no, Aaron, no. I can't help you. I don't want to get out of bed.
Oh.
Okay, I'm done.
All right,
this is way too humiliating for me.
No, it's not.
That was personal,
so
man. I felt that.
Although that is based on a true story.
Exactly.
I want to go kayaking yesterday, so I sent a text to a friend.
All right, here we go. Oh, God. Now it's my turn.
There you go.
Oh. Today, I want to talk to you someday. My message is complete.
Okay, she won.
I want you in my sheets tonight. We want to get frisky. I want to get laid. I want to say hooray because it's Cinco de Mayo day.
Okay, you won.
Hooray.
I'm just going to keep drinking.
My message to you. I want to get five. All right, there we go. All right, so very good. As Aaron's chugging his delicious
literally
alcohol.
Chugging over here.
He is really chugging it. So, okay, the name of the game is I Ain't Got Time for That Rhyme. So tell us which rhyme you ain't got time for.
Just do it.
Was it myself or Aaron?
Just land the blow.
Oh, my God.
It was Aaron.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Oh, boy.
So it's all good. It was a fun. It's fun. So congratulations, love, just for participating with the lovely word of message. You are going to enjoy a family four-pack to Mount Olympus.
Oh, yeah. Heck yes.
Thank you.
Totally right, radical, Tina.
Great.
Radical. Hold on, love. We'll get some info from you.
Radical.
Okay.
It's Shady on 93.1 Jams, and you need to be a Friends with Benefits member. Right, Krista? Krista. Hey. Krista.
What's going on? Where am I? What is the meaning of life? That's a good question, Krista. Thank you, Krista. Oh, I guess we're back inside my head. In a marriage, sending your spouse pics of a clean kitchen is way sexier than any nude. Just remember, the only difference between true love and stalking is whether or not you're hot. Lying used to be so much easier before everyone could just Google your lies in seconds. Maybe dogs don't like playing fetch. Maybe they just think we keep dropping the ball and they're being nice.
Erta Krista. Hello. Hello.
Oh, shoot, I'm talking right now. Yeah, just go to madtownjams.com, become a Friends with Benefits member, rate songs, earn points, and start winning great prizes now.
Download the podcast now.